Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM, time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with two organizers of the Wawa Music Festival, Chair Matthew Morrison and Vice Chair Don Charbonneau. Start by reminding people the festival is coming up this weekend, so when and where will people be able to catch performances?
This year we will be having an open ceremony. We've done this in the past, but we haven't done it every single year. And that starts at 3 p.m. on Friday, July 21st. And it's located at the Lions Beach Terrace. We'll be unveiling for the first time a memorial stage, the Jamie Charbonneau Memorial Stage, and some opening words from the mayor and then some music to follow with a break before the evening venues open their doors. And the evening venues are the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 429. Music begins there at 7 p.m. and it finishes at 1 a.m. And at the Lakeview inside Woody's Pub, the music begins at 7 p.m. and ends at 2 a.m. And that is throughout the weekend.
You can expect country, bluegrass, R&B, rock, funk and soul, jazz, blues, folk, hip-hop, and classical music also. And we're very happy to have new to the festival, Occupied, to hip-hop. He's great. Rodney Brown, Mike Lynch, Man Feelings, Mike Ward.
Since the beginning, our first season was 2014. Our large focus is on local talent. We have a huge talent pool here, just here in this town alone.
Amazing people here in town.
As well as young performers. There's just so many. So we really do focus a lot on local and try to provide space for local musicians to get up and entertain. And then we also do draw on regional, you know, people from St. Marie, Thunder Bay, outlying areas. We do have touring musicians as well.
Obviously, the music, a major component of the festival, but Are there any other events, activities, anything else happening?
Yeah, on the Saturday at 11, we'll try to create a bit of a family event that day and also to get some of the local youth just to show their talents with singing and
piano, guitar, a lot of vocal dances. That will be stewarded by our local wunderkind, Joanne Poisson, who everyone, well, she's very famous in our community anyway. She will also be performing on her own pieces that she has composed alongside Marissa Valois in the afternoon. So there are a lot of things happening on the memorial stage on the Saturday. There are theatrical pieces.
There's going to be a belly dance workshop. The Goose Market will be going on with vendors, and there's lots of activities for the kids, face painting, and then Woody's patio outdoor stage will be from 12 till 5.
So that's a new component as well. We're calling it this year Arts in the Street or Arts on the Lake because there's multidisciplinary arts on display, and we're running in tandem at Woody's Pub outside on the patio and outdoor stage there as well. So there's lots to do. You can walk back and forth and check out the vendors, check out the activities for children, a lot of self-directed things, bubbles, chalk, face painting. There will also be some other children's activities being run by volunteers. That is a community day, so you don't require a wristband to attend any of the daytime activities on the Saturday. Everyone from the community can access this. It's just part of a larger ideology that many of us on this committee share as musicians and artists and patrons of the arts ourselves, that art and access to them should be just that, accessible, not just to those that have the privilege of being able to afford tickets, but just to be able to participate and do something alongside everybody. Each community member should be able to access this type of event.
That is a lovely sentiment. So if people are looking to attend some of the other stuff, you would need the wristbands. How would you be able to obtain those?
They're being sold at the Legion, the Lakeview, and at the Thrift Barn. Festival passes for the weekend are $30, or for a day, for the Friday for one day, or for the Saturday for one day, it's $20.
Those are for the licensed evening venues.
I know you mentioned volunteers. Are you still looking for volunteers at this point?
Yes, we are. We've got Christine Rask is taking care of the volunteers this year, doing a wonderful job. And if you're interested in volunteering, please email her at chrisrask@shaw.ca, and she can give you some more info on the volunteering. I know that a lot of students need volunteer hours, and we'd really love to assist them.
Depending on the number of hours, and again, Chris can provide more information about this, festival weekend passes are granted to adults who are 19 and over that are able to attend the evening venues, and they will be provided with snacks and anything that they are needing during the time that they are assisting us with bringing the festival to the masses. People can look at the Wawa Music Festival website for any changes to the schedule. Sometimes those things happen last minute. We try to update it as quickly as we can, but the best way to see those changes would be to go to wawamusicfestival.ca, and you can also follow us on Facebook at Wawa Music Festival. And Wawa Music Festival's Facebook page is a simpler process to update, so if you're not seeing changes on the website, you will be able to see them there on Facebook. Like I said, we do our very best to try to keep up with any schedule changes to prevent the confusion that can happen. There's also a printable version of the final edit of the schedule on the website at wawamusicfestival.ca.
Once again, that is Don Charbonneau, Vice Chair, and Matthew Morrison, the Chair of the Wawa Music Festival, joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.